You know, I think it's a very exciting time all the time when you get an opportunity to see the young kids, you know, come in and play and compete. But you know what was really exciting for me today is to see the fans in the stands, the way that they were out there. Like, I remember, you know, the other development camps being, you know, lots of people in the stands, but to see them lined up four or five deep around the arena today, I think that's very special for the you know, for the players to see, and the excitement that it creates. And you know, it was great to see obviously some of the new drafted players, but for us it's also you know, good to see some of the players that, you know, you only get to see at a distance when you're watching them during the season, and to see where they progress, take a look at some of their testing scores, and, you know, see those kind of things where the progression is. And it's a good opportunity for us to you know, to digest that information, give them some you know, some marching orders, so to speak, moving forward, and it'll be good a good kickoff to the summer for them.
If you go back to the first year, Kevin, when you weren't able to have one of these kind of camps, what's the greatest progress you've made as an organization when you look at what's just happened here this week?
Well, I think that you know, when you do get the opportunity to get the players so close to after being drafted, and obviously with a lot of time left in the summer to you know, to maybe effectuate some changes in how they train, what they're going to do, what their focus should be, you know, individually, I think that's probably the biggest thing, you know, for us moving forward. You know, obviously we've made no bones about it. We want to draft and develop young players, and this is a big part of the development process. And for some of the players, it's the first step in the development process. And for people like you know, Jimmy Roy and Mike Keane, they spend a lot of time working on the curriculum, working on you know, the different aspects of what goes into this week, both on the ice and off the ice, because, you know, again, we really stress that you know, we're a family here, and that you know, the players off the ice really develop bonds that, again, carry forward and hopefully for many, many years to come.
Anyone at this club you see here that you think has a shot at making the big team in the fall?
You know what, it's an exciting time, you know, for everybody here. This isn't so much of an evaluation process here. It's more of a lot of teaching, a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. But, you know, again, it's an exciting time when you do get to training camp. Certainly Penticton rookie camp will be an exciting time. I know that, you know, when Ehlers scored one of the goals, I think it was from Cause or vice versa there, that, you know, Zinger went to his book and said, that's going to be a line in Penticton. So, you know, there's some exciting things that, you know, when you see some chemistry on the ice between young players and the excitement that it generates, you know, it gets you excited for training camp. So I guess, you know, I would never rule out anything, because, you know, these players are going to work hard during the summer. And you know, there's also players that we didn't even see out there in Morrissey and Lowry and, you know, Lapon and Kishton that again have made great strides, you know, from a professional standpoint. So it'll be a very competitive training camp with opportunities for all.
Not an evaluation situation, but it looked like Nikolai Ehlers was trying to show some people that he was worthy of his selection. Did you get that impression?
He just looks like he has some fun out there. Every time the puck is on his stick, I think that you know, you do get that sense that something's going to happen. I know that when I watched him play in junior, that was the sense I got. And I think as he got more comfortable, you know, you could see he would hold on to the puck and start looking for players and looking for things, you know, in a short scrimmage like this to for him to feel that comfortable, you know, it's great. But, you know, you can't read too much into 5-on-5 or 4-on-4 scrimmages, but, you know, that's essentially what the game is. It's about being, you know, having fun, and when you have skill and you play hard and you compete, you know, that fun shows through. So I hope that the fans enjoyed the, you know, at least the scrimmage today and all week, because, you know, again, I know the players enjoy, you know, being out there in front of them.
You see this camp, it's been echoed before, that it's more about getting to know the players personally. How often were you injecting yourself into the group?
You know, I inject myself, you know, just kind of on the periphery. You know, again, there's lots of things that do go on. It's a busy time for all of us, you know, organizationally. We have some of our amateur staff in here. We're, you know, already starting to, you know, to plan out, you know, the different things that have to happen on the amateur side. You know, college, there's a camp in Europe already in the middle of August, so you're already making plans on that. So it's busy, but, you know, you get a chance to, you know, to see some of the kids that, again, you try to reach out to them throughout the year when you go watch them play. But in these circumstances, you know, when they have the Jets jersey on, I think it's a little bit special. And so you have some fun with them. You talk about maybe the interview process that you went through with some of them at different points in time. even the guys that we drafted this year, I never had a real opportunity to spend a lot of time with them at the draft because just the logistics of it, you know, some of them have left by the time that you get a chance to go up to the suite to meet them. So, you know, it's good. It's exciting. You know, a player like Nelson Noje, unfortunately, you know, has a shoulder injury, can't play. So you get an opportunity to, you know, to talk with him. And it's interesting. You know, he was Scholastic Player of the Year in the Western Hockey League, and so was Morrissey, and, you know, so was I way back when. So we have a little bit of joke about that. But, again, you know, it's just to see the youthful exuberance of these kids and the excitement that's here and the pride that's with them is it's exciting.
You mentioned the fans, Kevin, and I'm sure many of them were among those this past week tweeting about Evander Kane. Should there be any concern on their part about what has been going on this past week, and can you say anything on behalf of the hockey club about that?
Well, you know, it's a very difficult time right now in hockey. You know, you've got the draft, you've got all the different things, free agency that comes up, and as you guys all know, there's rumors that abound each and every day that you know, send everyone into you know, into different directions and that. And I can only imagine as a player, you know, what goes through your mind when you hear, you know, well, so and so is being traded or different things like that. It's got to be difficult. I think that you know, again, they're all professional hockey players and they're all subject to those kind of things. And even when you have your general manager, like I've been saying, like I'm open to look to see if there's ways to. You know, to make improvements on this team, and without singling out any individual, I think you know, everyone starts to wonder, well, you know, what's going on. So, you know, again, with specific reference to Evander, you know, again, you know, the situation where he was asked those questions, I think he's been asked those kind of questions year after year after year since he's been here, and certainly since the time that he signed the contract. So, Evander's a Winnipeg Jet, and what I took from you know, from his comments there was that he's excited about being healthy and training this summer and really, you know, looking forward to having a solid summer of training. He had some minor surgery last year that derailed some of the training side of things. And, you know, again, it's an exciting time for this franchise with the youth that we have coming in, with, you know, some of the young veterans, I guess you want to call them, you know, inside of our organization. You know, there's some exciting things that are going to happen.
Let me phrase the question this way, Kevin. Many of your players, without hesitation, say how happy they are to be Winnipeg Jets. Would you just like to hear Evander say that once? Because I don't know that we've ever heard him say that.
Well, you know, I think, you know, again, it's, you look at situations and circumstances that surround it. If your name was brought up with rumors each and every day, you know, you'd have to maybe start to wonder, you know, where things are at. So, you know, again, you know, Evander's a professional, and I expect that, you know, when he comes here for training camp, that he's going to, you know, be at the peak of his performance.
But has he ever expressed to you, though, the interest in being traded? Has he ever requested a trade?
You know, I have lots of conversations with lots of players all the time, and certainly, you know, when you're behind closed doors and having conversations, be it with a coach, be it with a manager, be with a trainer, you know, lots of things are said or not said, and those stay in house. But, you know, the hard part about, you know, questions like that, and I was asked that question at the draft as well, and in maybe a different form, is that, and, you know, I responded in the sense that maybe that's an unfair question. Well, what I mean by that is that, you know, if I answer every question or every rumor or every speculation that a player may or may not have asked something or may not have said something, I'd be answering those all day long. So, you know, Evander Kane's a Winnipeg Jet, and, you know, that's how we're moving forward.
Any free agents catch your eye this week?
You know, there's a couple of young players out there that, you know, are you know, very, very interesting. Certainly from the draft perspective, you spend a lot of time on those. But, you know, players like, you know, the Sturros kid has really, you know, got good size. He's played, you know, he did some things out there that get you, you know, to notice him. You know, Hickman was, again, with his size and his range, you know, is something that, you know, again, you're intrigued about. This was, kind of a time, not necessarily in the development camp that Axel Blomqvist, you know, shone, but more so in the, you know, in the Penticton side of things and that. So there are opportunities. A lot of those free agent kids will go back to college and, you know, get an opportunity to, you know, to evaluate and continue to evaluate them moving forward. But having them here and having them get to know our our organization and our fans and the other players, I think, is a real benefit.
Is there a difference signing one or two of them?
Well, you know, the college kids are tough because, you know, they're essentially going back to college. So most of the free agents, you know, in that regard, you know, are there. So, you know, the signing ability of those, you know, players, you know, again, you don't like really getting into signing college players until, you know, they're ready to make those kind of decisions.
Is there a greater interest in college players? Is there a greater interest in college players for these types of camps than you've seen in previous years? I noticed looking around the league, the number's pretty high for NCAA teams. I think Chicago said they had 38 players or something like that out of college ranks.
You know, I think that, you know, again, when, you know, you have access to your drafted players, I think it's, you know, it's always good. So they come to these camps. But there's a lot of players that, you know, don't have the opportunity to go or have not been had the opportunity to be drafted or are late bloomers. So, you know, again, different teams look at it differently. A lot of teams will just have their own drafted players, you know, in camp. And some teams, you know, like ours, have maybe a handful of free agent players that that do come in. And then some teams go full bore. So I think it really just depends on the circumstances. And then a lot of it also is the timing of development camps. Some teams, you know, have them earlier, later, you know, in the middle. So, you know, again, it's it becomes maybe a little bit of a long process for some of the kids during the summer sometimes.